to tell you the other side of the story. The other side of the story that the people in Canada never heard. That deals with law. I go right back to even to the papal bull of 1537. First 1535, then 37, when was the rule on the papal bull that we are humans. So we have rights according to the international law. Back in 95, we only had the one demand. And demand was the 1773. Is the remedy that we were seeking to a third-party adjudication back to the Imperial Crown of Great Britain to deal with the land issue. As you know, there's only 6 times in North American history that the Native peoples' title and rights have been discussed in law. 1704, 1740, 1763, the Royal Proclamation. 1773, the remedy to a third-party adjudication. 1875, duty of disallowance. And 1982, for our rights were again entrenched in the Constitution of this country.
Do you want to talk a bit about, explain those a bit more?
It's the first, the 1704 deals with the Mohegan people and Connecticut. Connecticut will want to deal with that in their own courts, but Native people said that because of a conflict of interest, they could not sit there and rule on where the Indian people would never get a fair ruling because two competing sides for the same land issue. This is what's happened here in this country. This is the reason why I say that the whole system is corrupt. Because they're competing for the same land base as we are.
Who's competing?
Canada. Because of all their judges, their enforcement arm, their politicians, their media, and their lawyers. They make sure that the real legal argument is not put forth in the courts. So you have. This is what we're competing against. Because our rights were never really dealt with. According to the Royal Proclamation, there's only two ways that Canada can have jurisdiction.
What are those?
A purchase or a treaty. In a lot of areas, there is a treaty, was a treaty. But in our area, there was no treaty. So, this is the reason why we base everything on the rule of law. Our rights. Because our rights are entrenched in that Constitution, we brought that out. And is recognized by the international law. So, this is the reason why the 41 times that we've gone into different courts, we have this all on record, recorded in front of the different judges in British Columbia, 5 times Supreme Court of Canada, once to The Hague. Still no results because we're not a recognized state, therefore could not access the International Court of Justice. So how could we really get a third-party adjudication here? But our demand was, in the standoff itself, try to get the door open to the Governor General's office because the Queen's a representative. As the Queen's representative, he had a right to open that door to get out of this country to deal with the land issue. So you see, we have politicians, we have judges, we have the law enforcement officers, all making sure that we never excess it. And they use the media as a tool to do this.
How's that?
With a smear and disinformation campaign.
Yeah.
This is the way that they did it. Because the rule of law, because they say that we broke provincial laws, and provincial laws don't supersede constitutional. But this is what's wrong with this country. It's corrupt. Right from the bottom up. This is the reason why we'll never get a fair ruling, not in this country. We never had justice. Since Confederation, we're still waiting. So if you have honorable people in this country, well, how come we are waiting 135, 137 years waiting for justice? So how could these people in Parliament, in Ottawa, claim to be honorable people? If the Native people are waiting this long for justice.
And still waiting.
Still waiting. And yet we have all these laws. We have the Constitution where our rights are entrenched in the highest law of the land. We are allies to the Queen, not subjects. And now it's the subjects that thinking that they have all the rights in the world. Yet they don't want to look at that part of the legal argument that we put forth. The 42nd time we put this legal argument in the court of law was in my case. And in that case, it was 8.5 months long, the trial, but also we had a 5 month voir dire, trial within the trial. So, as a matter of fact, it was 13.5 months of court time bringing out the law when a judge is deaf. He was also blind.
How so?
Because he didn't want to look at the law. We put the legal argument in written form in front of him. I went with all judges in this country, even right to the Supreme Court of Canada, Judge Lamer.
So what was the outcome of that case?
What is the outcome of that case? It's the five cases that was put forth in the Supreme Court of Canada back in 95. The Supreme Court judge said this because of no national interest to Canada. Why should we entertain these cases? Threw them out. The cases that were fighting right from 89 to 95.
And they were thrown out of the court?
Thrown out of the court.
Supreme Court
of Canada. So that goes to show that even Judge Lamer himself, the Chief Justice of this country, was also corrupt.
So where does that leave you?
Holding the shitty end of the stick, that's where it leaves us. It leaves us with the only one more other way that we could get out of this country, is in that softwood agreement.
Which agreement?
Softwood agreement. Between the United States and Canada.
How does that come in?
Because of stolen goods coming out of your territory. Because they never dealt with the land issue. All the resources that are removal of our territories is all stolen goods. If that was upheld when Canada hired 30 law firms in this country to look at that softwood agreement, and there was no way they can break through that. And at one point, Canada wanted to tell the United States that this is a domestic dispute and has to be done internally. I said, no, you wait. We have a right to a third-party adjudication according to 1773.
And have you, but you still haven't gotten
we still haven't, Canada don't have a soft road agreement yet, David. Tariffs still put on them. But what we could do is go into the United States anywhere they're dumping that lumber and say that it has come off and they're dealing in stolen goods and enter into civil courts. It would make its way to the highest court. We already won politically. We already won. Well, when the United States upheld our submission in that soft road agreement with Canada, and Canada had appealed this to the highest level in the WTO, and that went to Geneva. So you see, there is still no agreement. This is the reason why white people wonder why there is no agreement with the United States. Also, what we could do is enter the same submission in the WTO to all the different nations Canada is trading with. Because it was upheld politically, they look at the same laws that we're standing on. And in this way, Canada cannot say that he can do that internally. Because we have that right. We've been blocked in this country since 1976. The last case that went out of this country was Senator Lovelace versus the Crown. In that case, Canada got a black eye on us. That was the last case. Since then, we've been totally blocked in this country.
And that's from going outside to a third party?
Yeah. So the Privy Council of Canada order and council have to agree before you allow this. Now if you're a thief and you know you're caught at what you're doing, would you allow yourself to go into a court, in a foreign court, to be judged? Yeah, that's like the fox guarding the hen house, eh? Same thing. So this is what's happening in this country. This is the reason why I say it's corrupt. This is the reason why we're still fighting on. This is why this is happening in our territory. We want to. Everybody likes to have justice, have rights. But how could we, the Native people, have rights when we're put on in concentration camps from the day we're born to the day we die? We have a number. What else, who else in Canadian society has a number? You tell me.
We all have numbers.
No. But are you, do they have a white act? Do you have black act? But you have, why do they have an Indian act? You want to know why they have an Indian act? After Confederation, when British Columbia joined Confederation, they tried to make change to the Land Act in 1874. They took this to order and council. The ruling came down January 23rd, 1875, what is known of duty of disallowance. This is where the federal government failed the Native people by going along, looking the other way and going along, and so that way the rip-off starts. So they created an Indian Act. In that Indian Act, he put in a Section 88 of the Indian Act, which made all laws applicable to the Native people. He had to honor the provincial laws. When our rights are entrenched in the highest law of the land, and we're allies to the Queen and not subjects, as now the subjects claim in all lands for their own use and enjoyment, for their people that come in. And yet, according to the laws of Canada, and the Royal Proclamation of 1763, a treaty or a purchase, before the province can have the right to jurisdiction. So, since Confederation, they only assume that they have this right, because we honored the Indian Act, which made all laws applicable, so they assume that they have the right. This is where it fools people like you line up and vote for these politicians. In other words, you are given the right to the politician to speak for you, so you have enjoy everything which the Native people are dispossessed of. You wait. So. That's it.